we are focused on exports and that the world is excited about the high quality of products that Indiana and the United States can supply them.
And that's Katie Nelson, Deputy Director of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, who is in India this week as part of a USDA trade mission.
In India this week, we've really been focusing on grain, specifically ethanol, as well as duck. As you may know, Indiana is the number one duck producing state in the country and number three turkey producing state. And last year, when India decreased their basic tariffs on duck and turkey from 30% to 5%, U.S. products became a lot more price competitive in the Indian market. This week, we have Clover Duck and the Indiana State Poultry Association participating in this mission and taking advantage of that lower tariff rate.
During a lunch visit at the Institute of Hotel Management in India, Nelson says that she and the USDA trade delegation were treated to a taste of Indiana agriculture.
And I was so excited. One of our entrees was Indiana duck, and I have to say it was delicious and really awesome to celebrate that with our Indian counterparts.
She says another goal of this trip is for India to buy more of Indiana's corn and ethanol.
We are great at producing ethanol and corn in Indiana, and so we're really excited about India's goal to be E20, and so we hope that we can contribute to that as well.
Nelson encourages Indiana's ag producers to think globally about their products.
Keep looking for those export opportunities, and we at State Department of Agriculture have really been focusing on helping producers get into that export market. And so if folks are interested in exploring that, they should reach out to myself or Drew Sherman, and we can help get them connected and on the right path.
You can hear more of my conversation with ISDA Deputy Director Katie Nelson at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm CJ Miller.